It's something I want to talk about near and dear is Markview Heights neighborhood. Kind of a sort of a recent name that's been added to the neighborhood. I grew up here in this neighborhood, and we have great structures to view, like New Bethel Church that sits sort of the entryway and exit way for this interloop to be eventually filled, one of the oldest church in this neighborhood. As we continue up Sile Street, we have fantastic buildings like the Lewis Street Center, the Y. MCA is there running a daycare, but the Lewis Street Center has been a staple in that neighborhood for many years. Somewhere near the early 1900s or so, it was actually a settlement house for folks to come in. One of the earlier, a suffragette, was actually one of the earlier persons to open up the doors and start this to help the community. So this area has been a benefit to those who've lived here, whether they be Caucasian, Latino, or African American. And so it's a great location and stop. And as we continue up Sile, we have to, if we look at Public Market's parking lot on Sile Street here, I grew up right here on Rich Street, next street over from there. There's some artwork here in this parking lot that you see as well from myself and Aerosol King of his birds and vultures there. And this parking lot used to be a railway, and you can kind of see it cutting through. And on that railway, we would always come out, which circuses no longer exist, but when Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus would come to town, that's where they stopped. So it would be amazing to see this train come off, and the clowns would come off with all these balloons and everything, and they'd pass you out, all these little, you know, little trinkets and guns, and they would actually walk the elephants out from there. They would walk from there down to the War Memorial. So it was always a great experience to do that. And behind there, where the train tracks was in that same sort of area, there was this little garden area where we would go and play. It was filled up with fruit trees. You can get pears and cherries and all kinds of apple trees were in there, and we would go there as children, and we would call it paradise. And it was a great experience to say, hey, let's go to paradise and get some food. Later on in life, working on with the Landmark Society, I discovered that was actually a fruit farm prior to the build of the Public Market. The Public Market was built in 1905. Its original place was on Main Street where the Liberty Pole was, but it was moved from there. The smell was bad, so they pushed them away. But it's a great connection to see that history was in many different layers, from the fruit farm that was there in the late 1800s to me being able to play and pick off of some of those trees that people planted that didn't see me, but I had the pleasure of experiencing what they did. So please enjoy Markview Heights. It's a wonderful neighborhood, a lot of great history, and enjoy yourself. Thank you.